Welcome to the Wahoo Central Podcast, our weekly look inside UVA athletics. I'm Jeff White from VirginiaSports.com, and my guest today here at University Hall is a regular on the podcast, assistant coach Jason Willeford from the men's basketball team. Jason, first of all, thanks for making time for this. Second, when you walk into U-Haul, does it bring back a flood of memories from your playing days?
Jeff, for you, anything. Yeah. Anytime you want me on, I'm on. It does. I hadn't been in here in a while. A lot of fun times, a lot of fun memories. Lot of good wins in this building. So,
you know, it's not JPJ. It wasn't JPJ, but it could get pretty loud, as you know.
It got loud, and I vividly remember beating Carolina. I don't know, they may have been number two in the country, and student body going crazy, and people standing on the scoreboards after the game, and rushing the floor. It was fun times in here.
So the season starts for Virginia tomorrow night with a game in Greensboro. This is the third time in five seasons that you'll open on the road. For the coaches in particular, is there more kind of uncertainty and anxiety when you're not in familiar surroundings and you're playing your first game?
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out who the scheduling coach is who puts us on the road to start the year. There is a lot of uncertainty, only because we've got a lot of new faces and guys who don't have as much experience. So we're going to be mixing and matching and trying to find out, you know, who plays well together, who's ready, who's not ready, minutes, who's coming off the bench. Not sure yet who's going to start. All of those
could be some red shirts, right? Still to be determined.
Still to be determined. But it's good. They'll be pumped up. I don't know if the atmosphere will be like GW was or JMU, but it'll be.
Or George Mason, which was.
Oh, I forgot about
crazy,
that.
Crazy, yeah.
I try to forget about those losses. you put those in the back of your mind. But they'll be ready for us. They're a veteran group. A lot of good players returning from a team that I think should compete for their conference title. So it'll be a good road test.
There should be a good turnout, I would think, of UVA fans.
I would hope so.
Down there, and I know others are going to watch on ESPN3. UNCG's AD is Kim Record, mm-hmm. who's a UVA graduate who worked in the athletic department when you were an undergraduate.
She's here. A good friend.
You know Kim?
I know her well. And in fact, Wendy Palmer was the women's coach recently, and I think there's a new women's coach who played here as well. Name escapes me, but so two former Virginia women's basketball players on the women's side as far as coaches.
It's no secret that you will be shorthanded in the front court tomorrow night with neither Austin Nichols nor Mamadi Diakite playing. That's just a short-term problem, but how does that change things for you going into this game?
I don't know if it changed. I mean, obviously, we want those guys. Unfortunately, Austin can't play, and Mom, these guys sit out that one game. But, Jared will get an opportunity. Jack will get an opportunity. Isaiah, obviously has played and has a ton of experience. Jay Huff. Hopefully we'll play if in fact we, red shirts out of the question, we'll see. But I think it'll be a good test. We may have to play some small ball. These mm-hmm. are games against teams like this.
Because they don't usually have a lot of posts.
Right, their size. We'll be okay size-wise, and we may have to play four guards at a time. And we've got enough guys on the perimeter, so it'll be a good test.
You played two scrimmages in preseason, the first against VCU at the Siegel Center in Richmond, then the second against Vanderbilt at JPJ. How much did the staff learn from these scrimmages, and have you found in years past that they are valuable in that regard?
I love the scrimmages. I love going up against, two good programs, good teams. We get tired of going against each other every day. Contrasts and styles, VCU with some pressure, which was good for us. We had to mm-hmm. handle some pressure, quicker guards. And then Vandy, just a ton of skill at every position. So they present different challenges. You know, obviously there's some pros to maybe having an exhibition game where you're under the lights, you know, your fans get to see you. But to me, the scrimmages have been the best for us in regards to getting us ready. You know, in the past, we played the likes of a Georgetown, a Vandy, a Marquette, Baylor. So good programs that that give you present different challenges.
I mean, you've seen these guys now in Spain, where obviously the crowds were not big in the competition, but then the blue-white scrimmage and then these two. Right. So you've at least seen, particularly the new guys, in competitive settings.
We got an idea of what they can do and who they are now. And, you know, it's just a matter of trying to blend them in under the whistle and with the experience and see if we can we can defend together as a unit and then run good offense and take care of the ball. So we got an idea of who we like and who's going to play.
You lost some big pieces, important pieces from last year's team, including Malcolm Brogdon. Coach Bennett has talked repeatedly about how Malcolm's departure really creates an opportunity for all the perimeter guys, but particularly the veterans in Devin Hall, Darius Thompson, and Mariel Shayok. Has any or all of those guys kind of stepped forward to seize that opportunity yet?
Yeah, I think it's committee. I think we're going to do it by committee. Each of those guys have had their days. They've looked good in certain scrimmages. So I wouldn't say one has separated himself from the other. But I think we've got to do it by committee. I think where we miss Malcolm, obviously we'll miss his scoring and his leadership, but we'll miss his on-ball defensive presence. And so particularly Mariel and Devin have to, I think, step up in that position where you can guard almost 1-4 at times if we need to.
What, if you include Mamadi, who redshirted last year, you have five freshmen. This is a well-regarded class. What are realistic expectations? I mean, they were all very good in high school. They all do different things. Kyle Guy was a McDonald's All-American. Ty is a very savvy player. But, I mean, what do you guys hope? Do they have to make significant contributions for this team to be good in light of what you lost?
You know, I temper expectations with those guys. It's been – obviously, history here shows that first years struggle early, just trying to defensively understand what we're doing and the urgency they have to play on that side of the ball. Obviously, guys who have offensive ability, that speaks for itself. They will show that within competition. But it's more so the defensive side, being good with the ball, making good decisions, that type of thing. Probably need two of the five to step up, maybe three of the five to really give us significant minutes and make huge contributions. But it's not going to be early. And so we just got to rely on our veterans and then have those guys come in and just plug holes for us.
Now that his letter of intent is in and it's been announced, you can talk about Marco Anthony. He's right now the one member of the incoming class for next year. He's a swingman or guard from San Antonio. What do you like about Marco, and what can he add to the program?
You know, he'll bring – obviously, this class was a very good class for us skill-wise.
Skinny.
And so we've got to bulk this group up. Marco he'll look just like what we've had in the past in regards to Malcolm and Justin and Joe on the perimeter. He's a strong kid, very good skill, very complete. You know, in fact, he plays some point guard for his high school team. So he brings some versatility on the perimeter. He can play multiple spots. And he also brings that physicality that we're used to on the perimeter. So we're excited about that.
At the ACC Media Day or gathering in Charlotte last month, Tony, London, and Isaiah were the representatives from UVA. They fielded a lot of questions, as you might imagine, about the loss to Syracuse in the Elite Eight. You've played in the Elite Eight yourself. You know what that's like. Is that something that, as a coach on this team, did that loss haunt you? Do you go back and watch that, or do you say those things happen in sports and we'll learn from it and move on?
Both. It's sport. It happens. You, as a coach, you got to be able to bounce back and deal with it. But it hurt. There was some sting there. Different than as a player, you know, we were in control for a lot of that game. When I was playing, it was a back and forth, nick and tuck game, and you know, we weren't.
I don't think there was a point in that Arkansas game where you
where
felt
we,
where you
we
had
felt
it won.
Like we had it. You know, it was just more, and that was a very good Arkansas team. But this time. And we've had some success against that zone.
Right.
And so we handled the zone, and ironically it was the pressure and the turnovers that sped us up and that hurt us. So it stung. I've probably watched it only once since then. But we'll bounce back. You know, it's sport. It's not the end of the world. Hey, I'm just happy we got to an Elite Eight. I'd like to keep getting to more and knock on the door and go a little further.
One of the standouts for UVA in that game was London Prentice, shot lights out for a lot of the game. He is the one senior in terms of eligibility on this team. There are three other redshirt juniors, so they're veterans. But, you know, has he done from a leadership standpoint, you know, what you hoped he would do this preseason and kind of fill in the role?
Yeah, I think
left by Malcolm and AG and those guys.
He has. He's always been a coach on the floor, coaching timeouts, coaching halftime. So his leadership is invaluable in that regard. But he's worked hard. He's going to have to play a ton of minutes. But I think Isaiah has also embraced some of that leadership role. And so we, you know, again, we're going to have to do it by committee. We're going to have to, you know, as a team, in order to get wins this year, but our leadership's going to come by committee. I think London and Isaiah both have embraced that, along with Devin Hall. Those three in particular have a lot of experience, so they're relying on that and passing it on.
The UVA contingent in the NBA is growing with every year. It seems like you got Joe Harris on the Nets, Justin Anderson on the Mavs, Malcolm Brogdon with the Bucks, and Mike Scott, who's out right now with a knee injury, on the Hawks. You got Rick Carlisle, head coach of the Mavs, and Roger Mason, who I wrote about this week, is very active in the Players Association. In today's game, I mean, all these kids want to go to the NBA when they come here. How much does that kind of help and legitimize, give credibility to the program when you're starting to put players in the league?
It's awesome. You know, it's something that we take pride in as a staff. Those guys have worked hard and earned everything that they've gotten. And we use that as recruiting, as a recruiting tool. I think it can only help. You know, the knock was, don't come here. We play too slow. Well, we got a lot of wins. And now it's not about style of play. It's, well, then it was, don't go. You're not going to go to the pros.
Right.
Well, we're putting pros – kids in the pros. So I like when they doubt us. I like when our kids are developing and getting better. And it's a huge honor to see those guys make it and fulfill those dreams. And we hope we can continue to put some in the pros.
You grew up in Richmond. You know the state well. How have you seen kind of the perception of the program evolve and develop, you know, during Tony Bennett's tenure here?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously people didn't know who Tony Bennett was coming from Washington State to Virginia. And there were a lot of skeptics and, you know, can he play that style of play? Will it work? Well, it's worked. And I think people have embraced us. And the biggest thing I hear is, God, you guys develop players.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a compliment to our staff, obviously to coach. But I think we do take pride in that. And so they understand and they say, hey, if you go there, you're going to get better. And if you want to get better, that's a good place to be. I think, you know, people are seeing what we're all about.
All right, last question, then I'll let you go. I know you got to get back to work or go to work. This is your eighth year back at your alma mater. I know you're looking forward to being a head coach one day. Has it been easy to stay patient and kind of wait for the right opportunity?
It's easy.
It's a good environment here.
It's easy when it's home, and winning helps. But it's going to be hard to pull me out of here. It's going to have to be a really good gig. I bleed orange and blue, and I enjoy recruiting the guys, getting them in, and helping with that development. And I like seeing where the program is. I've always felt the program should be at this level, and I don't want to see it take a dip. But ultimately, I do. I aspire to do that. But I'm in no rush.
Well, you bleed black and gold as well as blue and orange too. So,
I do. Yeah. It's been a rough year for my Steelers.
Well, hopefully it'll get better. Thanks again for making the long walk over from JPJ. We'll see you in Greensboro tomorrow.
Anytime. Thanks, Jeff.
The men's basketball home opener is Tuesday night against St. Francis, New York of Brooklyn. I think I got that right. Yeah. In the meantime, fans can catch our cross-country, rowing, women's soccer, and women's basketball teams in town this weekend. For schedules and information on those and other events, check virginiasports.com. I'll be back next week with another Wahoo Central podcast. Until then, thanks for listening.